Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast, the podcast where we chat monthly to amazing, inspiring women about their lives, work, and influences. Today, however, we have a unique summer edition where we are introducing you to the founders of this podcast, to Juliet Nichols and myself, as the women that started this podcast in March 2017. This is Nikki Bannerman, and my podcast co-founder is Juliet Nichols. Hello, Juliet.
Hi, Nikki.
It's a bit scary, isn't it, getting you behind the mic?
Yeah, it's totally different for me. I'm so used to being behind the mic, but this is a new one.
So it's great for both of us to meet and chat behind the mic, because usually I'm doing the talking and Juliet is working hard behind the scenes with the edits and the technical production work, aren't you?
Edits, uploading the podcast, making it all happen behind the scenes.
So here's the story of how the Influential Women podcast started. I'd been producing the Sam Women podcast with the BBC for Women in Broadcast, and Juliet was also a member working with Global at the amazing Heart FM radio.
Yeah, I've been working for Heart for about 5 years now.
So how did we start it? Well, I had a meeting with you at Global, didn't I? And we were talking about the charity Sam Women, which has now evolved into a community forum without a podcast, sadly. And we both had a eureka moment, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we've both been very interested in strong women who've inspired us. And I think we just kind of bonded over that moment, didn't we? And really wanting to do something about it.
We did. And we were ahead of the game, weren't we? Back in 2016.
We were, really. I mean, podcasts have been around for 20 years. But this boom, this kind of burst in podcasting, yeah, we were at the start of it, definitely.
And definitely talking about women.
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah, it's so important though, isn't it?
We all help each other. The sisterhood, isn't it? So we decided to start something for women outside broadcasting. And you work with a lot of women at Heart, don't you? There's a lot of famous women there as well, aren't there?
Yes, especially more recently. We've brought on some really amazing women to really kind of represent our demographic. We've got a new show now, which is two women presenting. Totally radical. It really shouldn't be, but it seems it. And it's just great.
Now, let's talk about our backgrounds. Mine was more of a marketing PR route into a second career in radio and audio, which began when I volunteered at a local East Anglian community radio station as their newsreader and co-presenter, and then I started networking and learning new skills. So how did you start in radio then?
I'm one of those weird people who when I was a kid, used to record my own radio show on like a tape recorder. So I've always had a very strong passion for radio. And then when I was old enough, I did work experience, I did internships, I worked, you know, covering holiday, freelancing, and eventually landed this job just after I finished uni. So it took a lot of networking and kind of getting to know people and also learning about the job before I did it.
It definitely takes a lot of hard work, doesn't it? I mean, it's determination and grit in this industry, because everyone wants to be in it. The pay isn't outstanding, if we can say that, but you know, people have got a passion for it, haven't they? And they really want to get into it. That tenacity carries through, doesn't it?
Yeah, resilience and tenacity are the main factors in actually succeeding and getting a job in radio, I think. There's lots of people who love radio and who really want to do it, but the jobs are few and far between. And like you say, they don't pay the earth. It's all about passion, so you really need to have it.
We do it for love, really. So it's really the spirit of the age for women to help other women. And the podcast is going so well, isn't it? We've had some amazing guests. I enjoyed Jane Garvey and Desert Island Diss legend. I mean, Kirsty Young, hearing my voice up beside her, which I normally stop the car to listen to her, I was just like, this isn't happening. It was surreal. You liked Harriet Minter, didn't you?
Oh, Harriet Minter's been a kind of idol of mine for a while. Yeah, she's just think she's great. She's very about involving other women in what she does. I mean, she's got the Badass Women's Hour now, which is great. And they've got a brilliant podcast. But I discovered her ages ago, just doing talks about being a woman in 2018.
We're guided by people we find uplifting, aren't we?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a genuine interest in these women, don't we, and what we're talking about. And it's about finding other women who are interested like we are.
So every woman, whether they are high profile or community or unknown, has an interesting story, and we've really enjoyed their stories. Everyone's bringing something to the discussion, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone has their own story, their own influences, that inspiring kind of tale of ups and downs and how they've made it. So that's the bit for us that's really interesting, isn't it?
Exactly. In fact, the last few I've really enjoyed, you know, not hearing about their tragedies, obviously, but how they've turned their lives around from tragedy. That really uplifts and inspires other women.
Life is not all success. It's definitely about putting in that hard work and figuring out ways around whatever obstacles come your way. So that's the stuff that we need to hear, as well as celebrating achievements.
In fact, we love doing it, and we're actually looking for sponsorship now. We have some loyal listeners with us. So talk to us. If you know any sponsors, advertisers, please get in touch. And we're a brilliant diversity story in itself together, aren't we? I mean, because I'm really old and you're really young.
You're not really old, Nikki, not at all.
I'm not her mother, but we are. I'm actually on my second career and I have teenage children, and you're young, free and single, aren't you?
Young, free and single. I'm 28 in a month's time. I feel like that's old.
Oh my goodness. You were one of the 30 under 30 as well. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago now. It was brilliant. It's been so good for me to win an award like that. It's just opened doors. And in terms of networking, which like we said is so important, it's just been great.
Actually, I do remember, I think it was Harriet that gave us that networking tip that said, always go for a three if there are three people because one is left out of the conversation. And I think that's so brilliant because I'm normally hovering by the teacups and pouring people milk, trying to engage in conversation.
That's a good way to do it as well, isn't it? But yeah, if you've got a group of three and you can kind of pick one off, then yeah, that helps, doesn't it? It's slightly less awkward.
I'm not shy, but I still find it really cringy.
I think everyone has to push themselves past that moment of just kind of, oh, I just want to run away. But it's worth it. I've always found it's worth it.
In terms of the way Global do multi-platform, they actually film and video and social and podcast. We can't just wear our pyjamas and hide on the desk.
I think that's just how it is now. Radio just can't be radio anymore. We have to be very visible in every space. So yeah, we've got studios now, which mean that they're filmed and we can be on social, we can do FaceTime. Just means that we can kind of keep up with every other medium brand out there.
So what skills have we got? I came in through the marketing and advertising way and worked on the client side and in agencies. How about you? You were English at uni, weren't you?
You've got to say more about what you did than that, Nikki.
Oh my goodness, what else have I done? I was picked up in a limousine once by Coca-Cola when I was working at Viacom to take me to the Grammys. That was quite a moment, actually. I ran my own PR agency with Newmarket Racecourses and DreamWorks were my first clients, so I was pretty impressed with that. Really worked for a lot of entertainment and publishing companies and in music, video, games, television, bought TV rights. Had a brilliant career, met some amazing people.
And you've worked internationally as well, haven't you?
I have. I was sent to Australia, not because I was naughty, but sent to help set up a division for Time Warner, actually. And I was very privileged that I had a company car and a company flat. And I was given a 2-year secondment and ended up staying for nearly 4. And I was 29, actually, when that happened.
I like that. Put that out there. I'm going to manifest that.
It's a good time to go, I tell you. Now, you are in the millennial generation. Everyone's looking at new ways, freelance work, working from home. Companies are more flexible now, aren't they?
I think companies kind of need to be, really. It's just an expectation. And it's, I don't know whether it's a generational thing or it's just kind of life just moving forwards. I don't think it's necessarily just young people. It's at any stage in life. It's nice to have a work-life balance and to have flexibility. And really, I kind of get behind the idea that if your employees are happy, they've got a full life and they can do the things that they need to do, even if that's just going to get their hair cut and not rushing during their lunch hour, you're going to get a motivated workforce that kind of give back. That's the mindset now, isn't it? It's a mutual relationship between companies and employees. It's not just cash that's important here anymore. I'm optimistic that all kinds of companies are going to be looking at flexible working now. It just kind of makes sense. And so many companies are. Every company needs to be competing.
Exactly. And some people like working, you know, late at night and everything else. I've been greatly inspired by a lot of the women I've interviewed, actually, with their thinking, their books, their wisdom. I've met a lot of high-profile women, people like Mary Portas and comedian Francesca Martinez, who has cerebral palsy and campaigns for disabilities. I found those, really uplifting, literally moving people to tears.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? No, I haven't. I'd love to. I love seeing people speak, inspiring people. It can change a mindset in a couple of seconds. And that's really the whole point of us doing this podcast, isn't it? Just lift your day and make you feel differently about stuff and give you a kind of motivation to carry on. I've been lucky to work with some really inspiring people. I mean, there's too many really to mention. My first boss in radio, I won't name her because she'll get embarrassed, but she was like fantastic to me, completely mentored me and coached me through that first 6 months when you kind of start in a job, and really helped me to build the networks and encouraged me with my own personal motivations and the things that I really enjoyed, as well as getting the job right to a really high standard. So I'll always be grateful for that.
And you're being mentored by the BBC, aren't you?
I have been. So Sound Women did run a mentorship scheme, and I had a very good mentor there called Philippa Aylott, BBC Six Music and at BBC Radio 2, and she has been absolutely brilliant as well. Like, completely invaluable to have a person's advice who's been there and done it and, you know, seen it and kind of guide you. But she's also great at just getting you have to say the answer. You know, she's not going to tell you specifically, which is always just a good sign of a good coach, isn't it, really?
So she's facilitating. I always admire Richard Branson because he's even got his own mentor and believes that everyone should have a mentor because there's always something we can learn from other people and that can show us the way, give us their vision.
Yeah, and sometimes it's about having a sounding board of someone who's just not involved in those personal aspects of your life or in the day-to-day working environment that you're in, someone who can just sort of see the isolated incident you're talking about.
Exactly, and I'm enjoying our little chat because we don't often have time to have a chat, do we? So I talked about the proudest moment of my career being some of those experiences in Sydney and film markets and things. What was your proudest moment then?
There's been so many great moments since I've been at Heart because it's just a great place to work and there's so many exciting things that happen every single day. But nothing will really touch the moment where I first got that job and I got the call saying that I was going to be doing it because I worked for a long time. I really committed alongside my course to doing whatever I could. I did student radio, community radio, hospital radio, the whole thing. So getting the call to say, you know, you're doing it. Oh, it's just great.
And you do imaging. So you choose the voiceover and the celebrity.
Yeah, so I work in audio. So that means everything from script writing to working with voiceovers, picking and mixing music. It's a whole range of skills. And obviously there's a lot of kind of relationship building and working with people involved in that. It's great because it's so varied. You know, one minute you're in a studio recording with a voiceover and the next minute you're taking a bit of a quieter time to write a script that's creative. So it's good balance.
So our passions, how do we occupy our time when we're not working? Well, I love swimming. I find it meditative. I go 3 or 4 times a week and I try and do Pilates.
Oh, I love Pilates actually. And I've just started doing hot yoga, which is really full on, like very warm. It also helps you to kind of relax and it helps you to be a bit more flexible. So it's good, but it's quite full on.
Just like going to India, isn't it? Yeah. So our mantras, that brings us perfectly into our mantras for living life. Well, mine's more of a sentence that I try and be positive and optimistic about every challenge and think that you only live once mentally. We're here for a good time, not a long time.
I really like that one. A friend of mine's mum always says that we're here for a good time, not a long time. And I totally agree. It's sometimes you have to remind yourself of that, don't you? When you get bogged down in things, like it's all about being happy, really. I am working my way through a bucket list. So one of my mantras is collecting memories and not things. So trying not to be obsessed by having things and owning things, but doing things and kind of, yeah, collecting memories.
I think that's brilliant. I love doing that. Especially if you've lost people, you know, sadly I've lost both my parents now and those memories are invaluable. They last forever. So our influences, who has been the greatest influences in our lives? I think my parents were my greatest influence. My father always encouraged me personally and women generally to be business minded. And my mother was really positive and one to say how wonderful life was and really embrace it. So
that's really lovely and really lucky, isn't it? I was actually going to say the same thing. My parents have been absolutely like instrumental in making sure that I've got to where I've got to and even now motivating and keeping me kind of going. And my mum has been a huge influence. She's always been very, you know, hardworking and super organized and just kept me on track. And my dad's always kept me striving for more. So but I think some of the people that we've discussed that have been on the podcast have really been brilliant. Harriet Minter, Kathleen Saxton. Right at the beginning, you know, she was fantastic. You know, she's one of those women who built up her own business. And I'm so inspired by women who build their own businesses and work for themselves and just go out and get there, just having no fear to do so. It's really inspiring.
I mentioned Richard Branson. He's always been a complete hero to me, actually. And bizarrely, how I've got a man as my influence, not as a woman, but I've always found him inspiring because of his work, his dedication. You know, he wasn't a traditional academic at school, but so savvy. He was brilliant about brands, and obviously brands marketing is important to me from my background. And he diversifies opportunities and brands, and he's got that philanthropy, what he does for charity and his family. I think that's really real.
And as a leader, he really role plays that kind of enthusiastic. He walks the walk, you know, like he's got a zest for life that makes you want to work for him. I always thought I'd like to work for him at some point.
So would I. So should we call... do a big call out to him. If you're listening, Richard, we're available. The other person, I always say it wrong, Oprah Winfrey. I just love her. I mean, you know, she was a pioneer, wasn't she? What she's done for media, for broadcast, for charities, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's got a fantastic podcast. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's so inspiring. Just makes you sit back and think about things differently.
Now, what's our next goal? Mine's really to do more voice work and branded podcasts, and I'd love to write an empowering philosophical book on life's little challenges, resilience and adversity. You know the drill.
Yeah, exactly. Put this podcast and put it into a book. That'd be amazing.
Actually, it would, because all the insights, actually, the people I've met, these visionaries, the way they think, it's almost serendipitous the way these people have come into our lives as well.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have met some of these people, 100%. Yeah, let's make a book.
We'll make a book. So what's your next other goal?
I would like to work in more podcasts. I think it's the way forward. Like we were saying, podcasts have been around for a long time, but now is go time for them. So I think there's going to be a lot more of that over the next few years, and I really want to be involved in it.
How would we lastly influence men or women out there? I would say change something that you don't want to do and embrace something new that you do want to do. and show kindness and gratitude every day.
Yeah, gratitude's a big one, isn't it? I've started doing a gratitude diary this year, and it's so brilliant. Have you heard of this?
No, I need one.
Yeah, you do. It's great. Every week, you write down the things that have gone well, that you'd like to improve, and the things that you're grateful for, and it really helps put things in perspective. So that's a tip for you.
I like that. In fact, I saw a photo on Twitter today that said, if you can't think of anything you're grateful for, check your pulse. I thought that was good. So it's a semi-influential podcast this month. Thanks for listening. This influential women's podcast is presented by Nikki Bannerman and co-produced with
Julia Nichols.
There she is, live. Please keep listening for more podcasts and subscribe for free on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher.